Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Residents question potential data collection by Convention and Visitors Bureau during two major upcoming events in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During public comment at the Campbell County Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, a couple residents, including former Wyoming Representative Bill Fortner, spoke against potential data collection during the National High School Finals Rodeo this summer and the International Camporee next year. At the Campbell County Lodging Tax Joint Powers Board meeting last month, they discussed the importance of collecting information about visitor spending in the community during two of the largest events at Camplex this year and next. In 2022, the Wyoming Office of Tourism started the Destination Development Program, which was created to assist Wyoming communities to better understand the needs of visitors and to help them prepare. With Camplex's largest event in history coming up in 2024, the Convention and Visitors Bureau recognized the need for economic impact numbers from the event. One way to aid in getting that type of information is through software for geofencing technology or data collection. The CVB received funds from the state's new development program to get the software. According to TechTarget.com, geofencing creates a virtual geographical boundary that triggers a marketing action to give a mobile device when a user enters or exits that boundary. An administrator or developer first establishes a virtual boundary around a certain location in GPS or RFID-enabled software. Fortner told the commissioners he had heard from residents who had expressed serious concerns about the constitutional violations with collecting financial data from individuals shopping in the community. He said residents had not given permission to obtain such information and they were outraged by the implications. Another resident pointed out comments made by Commissioner Butch Knutson about the software and said he was exhibiting communist behavior and should immediately resign. Commissioner Knutson responded to the comment by saying what he wants to see is the financial numbers in order to get a better understanding how much money events such as these have actually brought into the community, and this is really the only way to do it. Chairman Colleen Faber pointed out that virtually everything we do online has a data collection aspect to it that users opt into in the fine print, whether they read it or not. She said the data is already there. This would just be a way to harvest it and use it to learn more about economic impact of events. Faber urged concerned citizens to attend the Lodging Tax Board meeting to ask questions about the software and to express their concerns. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.